It's 7:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The Trump administration just relaxed Obama-era industry regulations for methane leaks from oil and gas operations on federal lands. As 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports, reactions in the Mountain West are mixed.
Kathleen Sagama is with Western Energy Alliance, an industry group based in Colorado that represents oil and gas companies throughout the West. She applauds the administration's rollbacks and says businesses do better when they're left to deal with problems themselves.
When we innovate, we can identify leaks faster and cheaper and fix them more efficiently than when a regulator like Colorado locks us into a technology and a method of doing things.
Colorado has been regulating industry methane leaks since 2014. Joel Miner is with the Rocky Mountain chapter of the nonprofit environmental group Earth Justice. He says the state has some of the strictest methane regulations in the country, and yet
the oil and gas industry is thriving in our state.
And air quality officials say methane leaks have declined sharply. Miner is worried that that success is in jeopardy with the federal rollback.
That's why having uniform federal standards is so important to level the playing field.
He says right now, most of the states in our region have some regulations, but none as strict as Colorado. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
A judge has ruled that U.S. officials cannot deny a passport application from an intersex Colorado resident based solely on a refusal to select male or female for gender. The ruling says the U.S. State Department was arbitrary in rejecting the application and violated federal law. This is 91.5 KRCC News.